Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio tonight by a man who makes things disappear and reappear and does all that kind of stuff. His name is...
Zelvin.
Zelvin. Hello, sir. Now, it's been a little while since I've seen you.
Yes, I think like 3 years or 4 years.
What do you say? You guys met each other before?
Yeah.
Where?
Here, in the studio.
Right.
Oh. This very studio, in fact. He was just at the time about to start working with a very well-known nightclub here in Malaysia. Of course, we've been there. Zouk.
Yes, of course. Zouk Club KL. I think I was already working in Zouk that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My second year in, I was a baby that time.
Certainly were. Yeah. A little bit smaller back then as well, Zelvin.
Yes. 10 inches shorter.
I think so. Yeah. So how have things been since then then? You've been a busy boy, right?
It has
right?
been a very crazy, outrageous adventure so
right.
far. Since then, after I met you, I've traveled to like many places. I'm so blessed to have traveled to many places to perform my shows, and I've increased my shows from a small scale one to a big one, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
I bet it is.
It is.
Yeah. So you started as a magician at Zouk?
Yes, that's right. That was my first job, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah. Zouk hired me as their resident magician, and I was stayed with them for 4 years.
I didn't know that Zouk had magicians.
Nor did I at the time.
I didn't know that.
Well, because I was busy partying most of the time. So what I do is I walk around the rooms at night. On Fridays or Saturdays, but sometimes both days or sometimes the whole week, I just go and I walk around at the VIP section. This party with people, and I perform magic to the VIPs.
Bump into you?
I don't know.
There's no magic at all.
This was back in the day.
I know why. I wasn't that handsome that time, so you wouldn't bat an eye at all. You wouldn't even look at me.
Please stop flirting already. We're in the first segment of the show. Wait until a little bit later on, please. Okay, if you want to get in touch with our giveaway this evening, 0162019000 is the number to remember. And
that's
of course,
right.
We're on Twitter.
Yes, you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. You can actually check out our Instagram page as well. It's BFM TTON.
More chat about magic and all of that kind of stuff after the break. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
And I'm Zelvin.
He's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. A very quick reminder, 0162019000 if you want to get in touch, or via Twitter at...
BFM Radio or BFM TTON. Now, Zelvin, I want to ask. So you started your career as a magician at Zouk itself. So this was along Jalan Pang, right, back then?
Yes.
Now, what kind of magic tricks do you do in a club? I mean, there's so many people. It's noisy and it's smoky. It's so crowded. How do you do that?
Well, apart from pickpocketing, I make a lot of money from that. I do tricks such as like I burn a piece of tissue paper and a big flame is produced and then I appear money out of there.
Yeah, wait, and US dollar?
Sometimes US dollar, depending on the economy. and I also do things like I borrow someone's watch and I do something with a watch. Like I use everyday normal objects. I take a spoon or a fork from the bar, I bend it. I borrow a coin from someone, I bend it. I bring light bulbs to the club and I look at the light bulb and the light bulb explodes.
Yeah, but how do you approach the people in Zouk itself? Because
when
you're going to tap someone's shoulder and be like, excuse me, I'm a magician and I'm going to show you a trick.
For many girls, that might have been like either a very good pickup line or a really bad one.
Do you think?
Right.
I think it would be a bad one.
Okay, you see, there's a lot of psychology involved in magic, you know. When we want to approach someone or a group of people, we don't just go. I actually study them for like 1 minute and I find out who's the leader in that pack,
right?
And you don't want, for example, there's two guys and four girls. You don't want to approach the girls first. You don't go, hey, can I show you some magic? No, because the guys will feel like, who's this guy? I want to hit on my girls, you know?
He's talking NLP right now.
Yes,
that's what he's doing.
It's correct. So we need to know who the leader is of the pack. Yeah. And I approach the leader first and say, hey, I'm Selvin, I'm the resident magician of Zook, you know, I see you guys having some fun, can I show you something, you know, can I borrow a lighter? I don't even ask them questions, I just ask, can I borrow a lighter? They're like, what lighter? Okay, they'll light up a lighter and then I burn and produce a big flame, and then at that instant they know I'm a magician.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of psychology involved, it's not that easy.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the kind of magic that you're doing now. I mean, obviously you've gone from doing close-up stuff in Zook, and now I assume, I hear you're on a cruise ship somewhere as well. You're traveling around on a cruise ship for a while.
Yes.
You're still doing that now?
Yes. I started my first cruise ship gig with Star Cruises, and then I've ended with them. And right now I'm based with Royal Caribbean International.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's not bad,
yes,
is it?
It's the number one cruise ship in the world, and I'm really blessed to have a friend, a mentor or a friend of mine, who's also my agent in Sydney. His name is John Taylor. Mm-hmm. He got me on the ship, and my dreams came true to perform Big Illusions on a cruise ship, and I'm very happy.
So tell us about some of the stuff that you do then. I mean, you know, what kind of an audience do you have? Is it a kind of mixed bag of people?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag of people from all over the world. We have people from Nigeria, we have people from US, from Holland, everywhere around the world in that cruise. And the stuff that I do, the stage is just amazing. It's a huge stage with beautiful lightings and system and everything. And the things I do are what we call mega illusions.
Right.
Not close-up magic, but magic which involves huge props where, yeah, the basic one, cutting a lady in half, I'm making someone appear, vanish, and making a girl levitate and fly.
Right.
Those things are only suitable for a large stage like that.
Right.
And those illusions are mega stuff. And
Is this where you kind of wanted to see yourself when you first started stealing lighters or whatever in Zoom?
Well, when I first started magic, I really enjoyed the close-up magic and everything. And then after that, I got exposed to seeing magicians performing large-scale illusions, right? And I got so interested in that. I told myself, I want to do that one day. And not only do that, but to do that in a cruise ship.
Mm.
And 7 years down the road, I'm here already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a journey, Zoe.
Very, very much journey. It's all about, I always tell people, it's about meeting the right people at the right time. 20%, I would say, it's my hard work. 80% is about meeting the right people at the right time and people who believe in me. When I was no one, like Adam, when he first hired me for Zook, I was no one.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was a beautiful journey of blessings.
So how often do you perform on a ship now?
I just came back from a 3 months gig. On a cruise ship, and I'm going again next month for 3 weeks, and then coming back 1 month on land, and then I'm going again for another 3 weeks, and then next year it will be 3 months on ship, 3 weeks on land, 3 months on ship.
Tough life, man.
Yeah, it's a fun life. I mean, you sleep in Korea, you wake up the next morning in Japan. And eat sushi, and the next day you go to China and eat some Chinese noodles. It's fun.
So you perform every day?
No. well, if I tell you, you'll probably kill me. I perform at most 3 nights a week.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
You're kind of singing for your supper then.
You said 3 weeks on a ship, right?
Yeah.
And 3 weeks on a ship, and you only perform three times.
So that's nine times while he's there in 3 weeks.
Yeah, about nine times, yes.
That's pretty good, though. Pretty good going. Yeah,
tough life.
I assume then that your journey hasn't always been straightforward. There must have been moments, low periods, for example. You know, explore those for me. Tell me about those. It must have been difficult at some point.
Too many. There was one point where, well, let's talk a little bit about business, you know.
Yeah.
I invested, at a point, there was a year I invested all my money. I dried up my bank account to invest in my dreams, which is illusions. I bought huge illusion stuff from Vegas. It costs a lot to have them built and even ship them here, and plus all our taxes and whatever. And I was dried. I had all this stuff and I wanted to sell them for events in Malaysia, but I couldn't. For 2 years, I only had five or six illusion shows where they actually hired me for illusions, the big stuff. Those were really low period, and I really wanted to get my illusions out to let people know that, hey, I'm doing illusions. I have big stuff to do instead of hiring me for small shows. I have big shows, but it was tough. And that was one of the low time.
Right.
And 2 years later, I'm on a ship, and this is the happy time.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the people you've performed for. I mean, I remember seeing, I think there was a small video of you performing for Mahathir and a few others. I mean, it's not small people. These are very well-connected, very large gigs.
Yeah, royalties.
Royalty, in fact. Yes. You know, I mean, what was that like?
I remember my first time. It was at the Palace of Golden Horses. They invited me to perform for the Yang Di Pertuan Agong. All right, so I was outside in the waiting room, about to enter that room, they're having lunch, you know. So before I entered, one of the security guard, the Agong's guard, told me that, hey, you must not touch the Agong, right? Okay. Okay, so that's cool, all right. I did my magic, my close-up magic there with, for Mahathir and Agong and everyone else. And at the end of it, you know, it was Chinese New Year, so at the end of it, I was about to leave, but the Agong summoned me to come over to him. All right, he wanted to hand me an ang pao, right? Mm-hmm. So I walked over there, and I was walking, the guard told me, do not touch again, you know. So I went there, approached him. He was sitting on the chair. The first thing he did was to extend out his right hand. I was like, hey, so what do I do? Do I go like, yo, that's cool, man, I'm going to touch your hand, but thank you, you know? Or do I just reach out and accept that and shake his hand? I bow down, close my eyes, reach out and grab his hand. And I was imagining like a SWAT team coming down the rooftop, you know, grabbing me. I don't know.
Sounds of helicopters.
Yeah. So I survived, yeah. He gave me ang pao and shook his hand. Yeah, that was fun. I didn't wash my hand for 2 days.
And the security guard didn't chase you out.
No.
All good. Happy ending. Oh, good stuff. I mean, I'm glad that things have worked out well for you. So in the future, then, you're talking about you're going to be away for a while and you're doing all of these things in the next few months and even next year. What's the big long-term plan then, Sylvain? I mean, is cruise ships where you want to be, like, full stop? Or are you looking at, like, eventually Vegas or eventually, I don't know, you know, somewhere? Right.
At this time, cruise ship is where I really want to be. Mm. And I'm already in a cruise ship, but sailing around Asia. I would love to one day sail in a cruise ship around, like, North America, right, or Alaska, somewhere in Europe, you know. That would be my goal.
Okay.
Yeah, to perform Illusions for a long period of time. However, I won't see myself doing it through my whole career.
Yeah.
Like right now, I probably spend 9 months a year in a cruise ship, but as I get older, maybe 6 months, I'm going to have a family, five or three, you know, and then probably start a magic school here in Malaysia.
Okay, right? Good stuff. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter, I assume, at The Zylwin Chu.
Yes, Instagram, yeah.
Instagram, I do apologize. Right. If you want to get in touch, of course, we do have a giveaway, 016-201-9000, if you want to take part, and our Twitter handle.
That's BFMTTON or BFM Radio.
After the break, of course, we've got news from Page 2 and Smarty Pants. Are you a competitive person?
Well, yes, I am.
Good.
Let's fight.
Excellent.
Let's fight.
We're back after these messages. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
I'm Zylwin.
He's still with us. He's not gone anywhere yet, all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening. We've got Smarty Pants coming up in a couple of minutes, of course. We've got news from Page 2 in just a few moments. But we have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. You've heard all the ads in between. That's the number to get in touch with. Why was it so quiet?
Because I'm
can
not I, reading
Can you
the
hit
number.
It harder, please? And also, if you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, it is
BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
All right, then, it is now time for this little thing that we call News from Page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the shouting?
Okay.
Sorry,
can I go first?
I was just having
first?
A bit of fun. Come on.
Yeah,
go on.
Sure,
all right,
sure.
Go on.
So I'll be talking about goldfish tonight.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
All right, this should be
you
interesting.
You guys have any pet goldfish?
Used to when used I was to? Younger, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. You did, right? I know you had a...
Discus.
Discus
fishes, yes.
Adeline, I hear you had a pet goldfish that you once tried to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to.
Let's just stop right there. Let's not go into that. Okay, so let's go back to my story.
Okay.
We'll talk about that offline, all
right? Right.
So in Switzerland, so apparently it's illegal to actually own one pet goldfish.
You got to have a pair.
Yeah, you need to have a pair.
Why?
Because fish are actually social creatures. Now, in the sea, they swim in shoals. So it makes perfect sense that, you know, you need a companion, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you don't want your little pet goldfish to be.
But do you
all
need to like
lonely.
Find out whether the goldfish is a male or female, then so you can get a companion.
Good question.
Male,
yeah, how
female.
Do we find out? I don't even know.
Yeah, if you get the wrong companion, I mean they will turn out.
Well,
not,
I think it doesn't
pleasant.
Matter. I think it's so long. It doesn't pair. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
but it's not just goldfish. Okay?
Right.
Okay, it's not just fishes in the sea or whatever. Even guinea pigs.
Oh.
You need to have a pair.
Yeah.
And even dogs. And they
this is in Switzerland, right?
Yeah, in Switzerland. Okay. So they said if you want to just have one cat, right, or a dog, you must let it outside and, you know, mingle around with other dogs or cats, you know. And if it's going to cap indoors, if you have a pet, like you, Richard, you have cats.
I do.
Okay, but you have cats. You see, not just one, but you have two.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's indoors, you need to have a pair.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you need to have companion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My two, I mean, they are companions, but they don't get along.
Yeah, because...
As we know.
Yeah,
know.
Because
they fight.
Ego.
One's bigger than the other. You know, one thinks one's kind of macho and one's kind of not. And, you know, there's this whole fighting going off at home. Maybe I should get goldfish. Life would be so much simpler if I had goldfish.
But right? You know, the perception of people having goldfish is that it's quite boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I don't understand why people like to rare fishes. I mean, you can't talk to the fish. I mean, right? You can't interact with the fish.
There are people that interact with fish.
How?
I don't know how, but just talk to them right outside the aquarium and just...
But they don't care. They just continue swimming inside. Right. They just want food, that's all. They don't even...
But Adeline, you sound like you're talking from experience there. You know, you had that level of conviction in your voice, you know, so there must be a backstory to this. Did you talk to your fish? Was that it? Is that it?
Well, I did once when I was little.
Only once? What did you say?
Maybe a few
Do you remember
times.
What you said?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I'm going to go sleep.
Are you feeling better now?
How are you today? Like, oh, look, you know, you got friends. Look,
I'm going to
name
you. Soon.
No, I'm not going to cook you. I don't cook you. Yeah, and then slowly, you know, something happened. Uh-huh. Something happened.
Okay.
And then
you
I
broke
had
up
to.
With the fish.
No, the thing is, I didn't throw the fish away. I had to.
You threw
it? No,
throw.
I didn't. Oh. I didn't. Okay. I didn't throw the fish away. I actually kept it in a Tupperware because I was little, okay? I kept it in a Tupperware and I put it in the freezer.
Oh, no.
It was dead. Remember, it was
it
dead.
It was dead.
It was
dead.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay.
It was dead. The fish was dead.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then? And then?
In the freezer. That's it.
That's not it. We have to tell the rest of the story
and we have, like,
offline.
Fish ice cubes.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we'll do it via a Twitter update at some point. Okay, moving on, because I know you're feeling uncomfortable right now. So, how far would you go away? How far would you go for somebody's birthday? Right? How, you know.
It depends who.
If it's the most important person in your life, how far would you go? Would you move mountains for them?
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Wow, move mountains.
Move mountains. That's pretty strong words, right? That's what Norway are thinking about doing to their friends Finland, right?
Uh-huh.
So Finland is a country that has 188,000 lakes, right? But does not have many mountains. But Norway, on the other hand, their immediate neighbor, uh-huh. has hundreds of mountains. And so what they are thinking about doing is moving their border ever so slightly, which would gift Finland with a mountain.
Can I have a mountain?
A mountain.
A mountain
Can
for
I have
their
a mountain
one
too?
Mountain
for their 100th birthday. So this mountain would then become the highest point in Finland.
Right.
What kind of a gift is that? It's awesome, right?
Richard, you're turning 40 soon. I would move mountains.
You'd move mountains for me then, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a piece of mountain. Have it.
Right.
I'll just redraw the borders, the line.
You know how science so they have, like, you know, they would create artwork and I would just move the mountain.
You just push it my way. Yeah, yeah. A mountain of what is the question? That's what worries me. But no, I think this is a great idea. I mean, it's actually in Parliament now. They're actually discussing whether or not, you know, they can do this. Because it would mean that Norway would only lose a very, very, very small amount of land. Mm. You know, so they're not going to lose anything, really,
right.
apart from a mountain that they don't need. Because they already have another mountain that's way bigger. Mm. So it's pretty cool, I think. And the people of Finland are happy about it. The people of Norway are happy about it. There's
Such
only one group of people who are not happy about it.
Who?
That's the people who keep their reindeer on the mountain. And they're saying, nobody should have this mountain. It's ours. There you go.
Wow.
There's always somebody who complains.
So what about us?
What about us?
I mean,
who? What
our
would
neighbors?
We, Singapore.
I want Singapore. Yeah.
Yeah. What would Singapore give us?
You want Singapore?
Yeah. Give me a half piece of Singapore. That's fine.
I just
what are you gonna do with it?
Can we just get some of the money
Shopping?
Out of Singapore? Can we just have some of that?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. You know, that put us back up to where we should be. I think. You know, maybe.
True.
Or maybe something from up north. But what do you get from up north?
Yeah. What do we get?
Thai food.
Decent massages, I think, you know, something like that.
We have good massages
here.
We
do, but...
We do.
Okay. All right, we're waffling a little bit now. Okay, it's time to move on to this thing that we call Smarty Pants, and it sounds a bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Zoo and Chew.
Yes.
3 minutes to answer 30 questions, or as many as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer, the trick is to not stick and move. Okay?
All right.
If you don't know it, just say skip. Right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Your 3 minutes start now. The Lemon Tree is a song released in 1995 by which band? Fool's Garden or Savage Garden?
Fool's Garden.
In which year was the word selfie added to the Oxford Dictionary? 2014 or 2013?
13.
The name of which city translates into English as River of January? Venice or Rio de Janeiro?
Venice.
It's Rio de Janeiro. Malaysian athlete Josiah Ng is known for which sport in the Olympics? Track cycling or diving?
Making cappuccino.
Moving on. How many strings are found on the traditional violin? 4 or 5?
5. 4.
In Greek mythology, Aeolus was the ruler of which weather feature? The winds or the storms?
Winds.
Correct. The saluki is which type of animal? A dog or a bird?
Bird.
He's a dog. What was the first known logo of the Malaysian car brand Proton? Was it a tiger or a star with a crescent moon?
Tiger.
It's the other one. Oh. What is the national animal of Romania? Lynx or lion?
Lynx.
Correct.
What is lynx?
Who plays Judge Turpin? I'll tell you later. Who plays Judge Turpin in the 2007 film Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street? Alan Rickman or Johnny Depp?
Alan Rickman.
The Ring of Fire, it's not what you have after a curry, is in which ocean? Pacific Ocean or the Indian Ocean?
Indian Ocean.
It's the other one. I see what I did there. I put you up, didn't I? What is the largest artery in the human body? The aorta or the subclavian artery?
The aorta?
Correct. That's because you could say it, right?
Yes.
A scratch plate is usually attached to which musical instrument? A guitar or a turntable?
Turntable.
It's a guitar. What was the name of the Dodge Charger in the Dukes of Hazzard? The Colonel or the General Lee?
Colonel.
It's a General Lee. How many cards are in each suit in a standard deck of cards?
52.
How many cards are in each suit in a...
4.
13 or 12?
Each suit. Sorry, 13.
Okay, we'll give you that on your third attempt. Provolone is what type of foodstuff? Bread or cheese?
Bread.
It's cheese. The term starboard or starboard is which side of a ship in navigation? Right or left?
Left.
It's right.
Ah, right. Oh, shucks.
If a person is esotropic, they are cross-eyed or lazy-eyed.
Lazy-eyed.
It's cross-eyed. In Greek mythology, who tore his eyes out when he discovered that he had married his mother? Oedipus or Icarus?
Oedipus.
Correct. The fictional television Doctor Who came from which planet? Gallifrey or Atas?
Atas.
It's Gallifrey. In which country was actress Audrey Hepburn born? Belgium or Australia?
Belgium?
Correct. The Brokeback Kings refers to which pair of kings in a deck of cards? The Red Kings or the Black Kings?
Red Kings.
Good guess. Which country is not a Commonwealth country? The Philippines or Canada?
Canada.
It's the Philippines. Oh. Which cartoon character is mentioned in the single Life on Mars by David Bowie? Mickey Mouse or Daffy Duck?
Daffy Duck.
It's the other one. Final question. Which British band released a 2002 album called A Rush of Blood to the Head? Coldplay or Pink Floyd?
Coldplay.
Well done. Right, we're out of time. We're going to take a very short break. We'll find out how well you did after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Zelvin.
He's still with us. We've not scared him off with Smarty Pants.
Not yet.
Although he did get questions about the ship wrong, which is concerning should there be any kind of emergency on a ship. Mm-hmm. Go to
don't
the starboard side. Which side's that? No,
don't
the other
look
starboard.
For me.
Don't look for Zelvin.
No.
Anyway, of course, just before the break, we were testing his brains on Smarty Pants. We'll find out how well he did in a minute. Quick reminder, 01620019000 is the number to remember if you want to take part in the giveaway. Right, Adeline?
That's right. And you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON. Now, let's go through some of the incorrect questions. All right, Malaysian athlete Josiah Ng is known for which sport in the Olympics? Is track cycling. How many strings are found in a traditional violin? Is 4. A saluki is which type of animal? Is dog. The Ring of Fire is in which ocean? Is Pacific Ocean. And finally, the term starboard is which side in ship navigation? Is right.
Dun, 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 dun. We need a drum roll, don't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, Zoe and Chu scored 11 points.
Yes! Yes!
He's the first guess.
Yes. To celebrate with 11 points. Well done, though. Well done, sir. Well done.
I thought I would.
No, it's not
one.
Bad. It's not. Well, exactly.
Oh, you told him about the one score.
I told
score.
Him, yeah. I said, it's okay. 11, you get somewhere
yes.
between 1 and 27, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Definitely.
So, we're going to have a little bit of fun offline. What we're going to do is we're going to film a little video to upload onto Facebook a little bit later on. Is that all right with you?
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Now, as normal, at the end of the show, what we have is we have some facts that we've learned for today. Something that normally is either funny, stupid, or but it's normally factual stuff, right, Adeline?
Mm-hmm.
Adeline normally has about 5 or 6 facts, right? And
not exaggerating.
Tends to show off a little bit.
Don't exaggerate.
And she likes to go first.
All right.
So,
no, I allow you to go first.
Oh, you're allowing
time.
Me yeah. to go. See, mm-hmm. that allows me. Folks, okay then. If you want to get in touch just before the end of the show, do drop us a tweet or, you know, we're at BFM Radio, we're at BFM TTUM. So, right. Did you know that a lot of artificial colours are illegal in foodstuffs, right? That's something
mm-hmm.
we already know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. But have you ever wondered why when you get a chicken egg, and you crack it, it's super, super yellow? Right? You ever wondered why?
Nope.
No.
What the farmers do is they use the petals of the flower marigold, the bright yellow ones, and they put it in the chicken feed so that when the chickens eat it, it makes their yolks yellow.
So is it supposed to be yellow?
It's supposed to be. The yolk itself, if you don't add any color to it, is still yellow, but it's a pale yellow.
Right.
But when you put marigold petals in, it becomes that bright yellow that we all know.
So is it healthy?
Sometimes it's orange,
it's healthy,
you know? Sometimes it's orange.
Sometimes it's
well.
Super orange, yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's because a lot of people would be putting artificial ingredients in.
Mm. So
there you go.
My turn. Mm. Did you know?
Nope.
The first animals in space were fruit flies.
Really?
Launched in a rocket by the US in 1947. So apparently they were still living when recovered.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. I can add on another fact to that, in fact. When the Russians launched dogs into space, right? John F. Kennedy was so irritated by that, he got really, really mad about it. But the Russian prime minister at the time was going to meet John F. Kennedy, and he did something really quite sneaky. The dog that went into space gave birth to puppies, right? He took one of those puppies and gave it to John F. Kennedy and his wife as a gift.
Ayo.
Right? That's kind of rubbing his nose really, really in it, right? Yeah. We got there first, comrade. Anyway, Sylvain, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Richard.
Pleasure to have you back again.
And thank you, Adeline.
Thank you so much for coming.
We will be back, of course, from Deepest Darkest Band at Otama. It has been at that time of night here on BFM 89.9.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.